what we see now at the moment is some objective evidence that this continued blanket recruitment ban is having a severe effect on the delivery of our services. So we've had a recent ED audit, a recent ambulance audit, and we've also seen the wait times, the cancellation of outpatient appointments, over 2,000 in Letterkenny Hospital and Sligo University Hospital, and we have continued reports from the community around wait times in ED, inability to get access to the services, particularly like speech therapy services, where they're operating on 50% of their staff complement at the moment. So we need the blanket recruitment ban needs to be addressed, and particularly locally. The minister has actually approved over 2,000 nationally additional funding for the recruitment of staff, and yet locally we're not seeing a lifting of the recruitment ban here, and there are up to 70 vacant nursing positions in Sligo University Hospital that have not been filled, and there's just no way that the service can be provided when the staff are operating at such severe shortages.
Although overspending in the HSE does need to be tackled, when we see the likes of Sligo University Hospital consistently among the top most overcrowded hospitals in the country, and of course the retention of staff as well, it would appear that the recruitment embargo is having the adverse effect.
Correct. It's definitely having the adverse effect. And only yesterday in the media it was reported that there's a reduction of wait times across the country, for example, in Waterford and in other areas across the country. And obviously these places have sufficient amount of staff. So we are seeing that our audits are showing that we have increased wait times, overcrowding, and therefore investment. We need investment in staffing here locally.